Hello, I'm Dave Savage here on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Now, The Quest had the opportunity to be at the 25th Eucharistic Congress on June 17th and 18th, 2022, here in Atlanta. We talked with tons of people, and hopefully you got a chance to stop by and say hi. Here's one of the many conversations we had. And we are here with Bishop Luis Zrama.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Beautiful day.
Yes. Now, from what I understand, I mean, you used to be in this archdiocese in Atlanta.
Yeah, I was ordained a priest for the Archdiocese of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ordained a bishop here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta.
So you have a lot of friends here.
I have a lot of friends. I spent almost 24 years here in my life as a priest in the Archdiocese.
So you, obviously you do. From what I understand, the people were saying that they couldn't even bring you down this concourse because everybody's stopping to say hi to you.
That is an encounter with all friends.
Yes.
It's to find new, see the friends that I have here and see them. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And let me ask you about the Eucharistic Congress here. Now, have you been to, obviously, if you were here in Atlanta, I mean, you've been to it before. Do you want to comment on this one today?
That was a blessing because I was invited.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to come here today, and it was a surprise.
Uh-huh.
And I have a feeling that is different because I was invited before. That was home for me.
Oh, okay.
When I was here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. But now I have another home.
Yeah.
And having the feeling that I was invited is very interesting.
Yeah, I get that. That's awesome. Let me ask you this. What was your, I mean, like maybe early on, maybe before your priesthood or whatever, what was your encounter? What was your relationship with the Eucharist and with Jesus?
I remember in my hometown in Colombia when I was like 5 years old, I was walking in the streets of my town in Colombia. And under the sun was a taxi, and in the taxi was the window was down, and was someone I saw someone with a bell ringing the bell outside,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get it what it was, and I saw my grandfather kneeling down and uncover his head. I say, "Grandpa, what is going on?" "Oh, El Santísimo is passing by."
What passing by?
El Santísimo, the Blessed Sacrament, is passing by.
Okay.
And what happened was a priest was bringing the Blessed Sacrament to someone who was sick, and he was in the taxi.
So you seeing your grandfather with that respect?
No, that respect.
Uh-huh.
In the street.
Yeah.
Kneeling down, and not only him, but the people at that time were doing the same thing. Seeing him doing that was a huge impact in me to know that is real.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you kneel down and you have such a reverence, and he was passing, Jesus was passing in a taxi.
Wow.
That was beautiful. And from there, you know, my understanding of the Eucharist is simple. It's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus can be in a taxi. Taking care of someone who's sick.
I love it. Well, thank you very much. I know you're busy here. Any closing thoughts?
You know, I think as here in the Archdiocese of Atlanta, you are so blessed to be able to have a celebration of this kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a celebration that if we don't like to waste our time coming in, something needs to be changed in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Need to be an experience of encounter with the person of Jesus.
Right.
Sometimes we speak only about the Eucharist, but we forget that the Eucharist is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. It's one and the same.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when we say Eucharist, we put a little bit farther for us ourselves.
Yeah.
If we see that it's Jesus who is there, it's easier and closer for us to be with him.
Bishop Luis, thank you so much stopping by and saying hi.
Thank you, Dave.
That was Bishop Luis Zrama of the Diocese of Raleigh, North Carolina, formerly priest and auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Be listening for more conversations from the 25th Eucharistic Congress here on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.